Eclipse on Fire, Newport is Jazz-ish, and The Who Sells Out. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by Showing Up Every Day and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Touring Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and here are some of the interesting stories in live music this week. The Texas Eclipse Festival, the very woo-woo, mostly EDM festival in Burnett, Texas, with a lineup featuring Zed's Dead and Subtronics and workshops regarding space exploration, Web3, wellness, and psychedelics, drew comparisons to the legendary shit show that spawned not one but two documentary films, The Firefest. Even before the weather forecast, including tornado warnings, provided a fig leaf to cancel the whole shebang, the festival had already resulted in one death, lost hikers, shortages of everything, and no answers from the organizers. Festivals aren't utopias, people. They're generally commercial enterprises, and while things have gotten far more fan-friendly in recent years, for every two peaceful Woodstocks, there's a Woodstock 99, and for every posh VIP setup at Coachella, there's a Firefest or a Live Aid where they run out of water in 99-degree heat and you have to hose down the crowd. It's a good bet that if the festival sounds woo-woo, the execution is as scrambled as the frontal cortex of the organizers. It's a thin line between transcendent life-changing experience and Lord of the Flies. Dan Runty's Trapinal newsletter and podcast have a deep dive on the business of Beyoncé live at festivals entitled, Why Would Beyoncé Return to the Desert? There are 4 million green reasons why she might, but the B of Bay is so big that, financially speaking, Coachella is an underplay for her. She grossed $45 million on tickets alone in three nights in L.A. last year. The Mun Mun is merely one consideration among many, and Dan also shares his thoughts on the festival landscape in general. You'll have to subscribe to the newsletter or listen to the podcast for more, but from one podcaster to another, it's worth a listen. A couple of weeks back, the Tennessee State Legislature targeted AI, and now Maryland is targeting fraudulent ticket resellers and the platforms that host them. While it won't stop resellers, it is targeting resellers who preemptively post tickets at inflated prices before they go on sale and/or before they've actually acquired the tickets. The enforcement method is to make the resellers responsible for refunding the total amount paid back to the defrauded consumers. It also mandates all-in pricing. Details at Billboard. The Newport Jazz Festival announced its lineup Wednesday, and as is the increasing trend, it's leaning more jazz-ish than ever. Everybody is at least jazz adjacent, with a top line of Andre 3000, presumably playing flute music, Nile Rodgers and Chic, Kamasi Washington, an actual jazz musician, and some version of Elvis Costello, likely also to lean toward the jazzy end of the Costello spectrum. Other big names are Robert Glasper, Brittany Howard, and Corey Wong. It's actually a really exciting lineup, no matter what a purist might say. Polestar has the details. Every week we discuss the artists dominating their live markets, a few artists who might be punching above their weight, and a few you might be surprised still have tickets available in the U.S. music capitals, New York, L.A., and Nashville. We call it The Who Sells Out. In Nashville this week, for you indie rockers, Mannequin Pussy is a sellout at the Basement East on Monday, but tickets are still available for the A La La's on Friday at the Eastside Bowl in Madison. If you want to go even deeper indie rock, Vorhex Angel, the new project from the Oral Brothers, otherwise known as Jeff the Brotherhood, is playing at the Third Man Blue Room on Sunday with the always entertaining Snooper. If you want to get your Texas on and don't mind braving Lower Broadway, OG outlaw Ray Wiley Hubbard is playing Chiefs tonight at 8. In LA, well, you either got your tickets to Coachella and you know you're set up in the artist area, or you know you're not going. Not because it's sold out this weekend, and not because you're buying a ticket for next weekend, but because if you don't have artist access and you're listening to this podcast, you won't show your face at Coachella. Because we all know the heat and sweaty throng are really not that great an experience unless you have a nice, cool artist trailer to chill in between sets. For those of you who, either by choice or by cast, don't find yourselves in that situation, you can actually buy a ticket to go see the Black Crows at the Greek on Friday night. Plenty of tickets still available. And while you're in the neighborhood, you might be able to squeeze in Seattle garage legends the Sonics, no, not the basketball team, these guys came first, at the Griffith Observatory also on Friday night at 7. If your taste runs in that same direction and you are in the OC, Sheer Mag still has tickets available Friday night at the Constellation Room in Santa Ana, and they're also playing the Lodge Room in Highland Park on Saturday. in New York, if last week was Olivia Rodrigo week, this week is Bad Bunny week. Bad Bunny is mostly sold out for his three-night stand at the Barclays Center tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Nosebleed resale starts around $300. He is in his prime. The Mancunian power duo themselves, John Squire of the Stone Roses and Liam Gallagher of Oasis, roll up to the spanking new Paramount Theater in downtown Brooklyn tonight for a one-off U.S. show. They were sellouts in minutes back in February, but some of us will pay any price on the secondary market. Don't ask me how I know that tickets are currently going for $122 a pop. Conor Oberst is also a sellout at the Bowery Ballroom tonight. On the other hand, tonight, if you want to pay face value to see a genuine megastar of the 70s and 80s, you can see a guy who never sold out artistically. Woody Allen and his New Orleans jazz band have tickets available for their early show at 5:30 at Birdland. Not sure if that comes with an early bird special, but I'm told that if you're on the guest list, there are no plus ones, just me twos. And if you couldn't get to Coachella to see that No Doubt reunion, you might find some solace at Webster Hall on Friday, because there are still tickets available to see Goldfinger. And that's another Touring Thursday. Get out there and support local live music. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. Thanks for listening to Unlimited Supply. If you like what you hear, smash that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to suggest feature ideas, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to call us out on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest.